ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of the House Homeland Security Committee voting overnight to move articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the full House floor. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene claim it's because of border security.
The facts are the facts. Secretary Mayorkas is breaking the law.
Democrats like Dan Goldman say the charges are baseless.
All of your allegations are completely bogus, and they exclude the obvious and clear rebuttal points that undermine everything that you're trying to say.
The heads of big social media companies will be on Capitol Hill today. They'll be discussing the dangers of social media to kids. The White House signaling a decision has been made on retaliation for the killing of three U.S. service members and the wounding of dozens more in that attack by Iranian-based militia in Jordan. Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. No one expects them to move on interest rates, but members could signal what they plan on doing during their March meeting. This is ABC News. Several teachers in Oklahoma are now facing the prospect of having to give back tens of thousands of dollars in hiring bonuses. State officials are now saying those bonuses were a mistake. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The nine teachers got the bonuses through a recruitment program for hard-to-fill teacher positions. Christina Staldman says she was awarded the $50,000 and took home $29,000 after taxes, but she says the state now wants the full $50,000 back. Ryan Walters, the official behind the teacher recruitment program, has suggested the bonuses were given after the teachers misrepresented their experience. But lawmakers from both parties insist this was the state's mistake. They're threatening to take action unless those teachers get to keep the bonuses.
And this kind of snow is getting to be a little much, even for Anchorage, Alaska. So far this season, 100 inches has fallen, putting the city on track to break the all-time record. Some of it being put to good use, though. They have been able to build a snowman that's more than 20 feet tall. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank's Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, One True Five, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dyceville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers want to help the news industry. The Wisconsin Civic Information Consortium would create a newspaper tax credit and a local journalism fellowship program. Smaller advertising budgets and several layoffs have hurt the news business in Wisconsin. Accurate voting information's been put under assault over the last several election cycles. Rachel Ori is with the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says she's optimistic about the future.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they've spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
There's a bill in the legislature to require candidates to disclose when AI is used in campaign materials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette makes it five in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat a once great Villanova team 85-80. Villanova has now lost five in a row, their longest losing streak in 13 years. The Golden Eagles now with a five-game winning streak. Thanks to Tyler Kolick with a career-high 32 points. They play Saturday at Georgetown. Wisconsin is headed to Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow night. The Badgers head coach Greg Gard says after a few days of rest, they now focus on the Cornhuskers.
Turn the page now quick to head on a road to a place that no Big Ten team has won yet. Obviously playing extremely well at home in Nebraska. And numbers, when you do the stat splits, are unbelievable of how much better they are at home. So a good couple days off, which I thought were important for our guys on Saturday and Sunday, and then came back yesterday and started getting ready for Thursday night.
NBA, the Bucks' new head coach Doc Rivers says despite losing in Denver, the team showed him they can play on defense.
You know, the cat's out of the bag. They all proved they can do it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, but we'll gradually see more sunshine as we make our way into the afternoon. Our high today, 43, the wind southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. At noon on Wednesday, it's Trigvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and a big Taylor Swiftie show. Why are MAGA folks so upset? Join us at noon.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Man, is it nice out
today.
It
is nice out. No wind. 35 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 35 in Oshkosh.
And what is it? January 30th? 31st.
It's February. Is it February now?
No. Because we have
31st.
With that trivia.
Hang on, Jim. 30 days, half September. All the rest of 31.
Count your knuckles.
It's 31.
Yeah. Okay.
Todd, I was thinking about you last night.
Oh, Lord.
What's that?
Have you seen this new big special they're doing on making of We Are the World?
Yes.
I did.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's when you look back on it, it's mind-boggling. The star, 46 of the biggest stars in the world in music.
Right. That was pretty cool.
In one room.
Yep.
And we lived through that,
yeah,
right?
We didn't even think about it.
No.
Yeah.
But then you see what it took to get these people all together or bring them in and all.
Yeah. The only one that didn't show was Prince. So they had Huey Lewis do Prince's part.
I like the way Huey does his part.
I know.
It's great.
Yeah. That is incredible. But that's very cool that they did that, right?
With
the Eagles. Right.
It said Quincy Jones,
right,
was kind of the producer of it.
Yeah, he was.
And he had a big sign put up, "Check your ego at the door."
Oh.
And at first everybody was kind of cool, and then everybody's just having it went from, I want to say, 8 at night until 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the funny part is everybody's like a little, you know, whatever. Then all of a sudden somebody went around with the, you know, with their lyric sheet or whatever you'd call it and asked for autographs. And then everybody, there's Bob Dylan getting autographs of people. And you know what I mean? Everybody became like an autograph hound, they said. Everybody wanted their program signed by all these people.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I think it's cool because with all those egos together,
yes,
it could have gone very badly.
Totally. People could have walked out. I want this. I want more camera time. That was very cool. That was, yeah. I saw that. That
Michael
remake.
Michael Jackson.
Was, right. How about
Bob Dylan.
How about it?
Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
I mean, it's just on and on. I mean, legends. Paul Simon. I mean, the biggest names in some ways some of the biggest names in the history of pop music in the United States.
And even at that time, those were big names.
Yeah, you know what they I mean? Were during
and
their prime.
They just became bigger after that.
But yeah, now they're legendary.
Right.
You know, then they were in their prime, but now they're legendary.
But Quincy Jones must have known at the time that he had the best of the best. And I give him, I don't remember that sign. I remember hearing, obviously, talking about the talent that was on that stage. And to check your egos at the door, that was an appropriate statement.
Yeah, and that was kind of in their face, too, because I could see somebody going, really?
Yeah.
What are you accusing us of here or whatever?
Right.
And but when you just look in the background,
right?
But the weird thing is, I still isn't Dan Aykroyd in that, Todd? How did Dan Aykroyd sneak into that?
Really?
Maybe the Blues Brothers?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. She was, yeah. But it's incredible.
Yeah, very
so
cool.
That's cool. But it's going to be on Netflix. But all the, like, I don't know, it was whatever show I was watching last night, one of the, you know, E.T. or one of those shows, they did a big thing on it. It was just really cool. But it's just mind-boggling to see the faces and the names that took part in this thing. For none of them to say, well, I need, you know, $500,000, I need whatever.
Right.
Nothing. Yeah. Zero.
And where did all that money go? Was that wasn't that farm. Where did all the money go? I mean, everybody donated to that. That was just a very cool time.
Well, USA for Africa, I think. Okay. Famine,
is that,
right?
Is that what the relief? Same? What was the same thing they had? Was it that summer?
With the Farm Aid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge.
Was it Farm Aid? Remember that? Willie Nelson did the Farm Aid. But all these other stars, like Madonna and everybody, did that other thing. It was televised worldwide. Geldman, I think, was the name of the guy that put it all together from England. What was the name of that one?
Are you sure that wasn't? Am I off with that? I thought that Farm Aid got a lot of exposure. That
I know, but I know Willie Nelson did a big Farm Aid tour.
Yeah,
but I thought this one was more for the famine. And possibly in Africa or something like that.
Was that in conjunction with the Hands Across America? Was that the same time?
I think
so. Yeah. I participated in that.
You would?
I did. I was in Arizona. My sister and I went out and kind of went out.
It was big out there, wasn't it, in Arizona? Well,
but the thing is, that gets pretty...
Live Aid.
Live Aid.
They had it in London and Philadelphia.
All right,
and
you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And what was that for then?
That was famine relief in Africa.
Famine relief. Yep. Okay. There you go.
1985.
Okay, and I think this was 86, the We Are the World, right?
I think that was...
But I think it went to the same cause.
Yes.
Okay. But I think you're thinking of Willie Nelson with the Farm Aid.
Okay. What? Okay, so tell me...
He had all the country stars doing that.
Tell me again, though. Where does Hands Across America, was that in conjunction with the Live Aid? Is that
I don't
I'm
know.
Because that was cool.
That was that same era, right there in the middle 80s type thing.
It was in the mid-80s.
We didn't have that. Where was I? 85? I was in Flint. No, I was in Green Bay. I don't ever remember doing anything here. Did we? Does anybody out there text us?
Remember the Hands Across America? Did we hold hands
done around here
in Green Bay?
I know Arizona for some reason.
God,
it was really big.
So Hands Across America was put together by a gentleman by the name of Ken Cragen, a co-founder of USA for Africa, and also helped produce We Are the World.
Oh, okay.
So
it was about that same era.
Yep, this is from 1986, was Hands Across America.
Did we have it in Green Bay?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But in Arizona, that's a long connection between L.A. and Arizona.
Did it honestly go that far?
No, it didn't. It didn't. It was.
I wouldn't want to be standing out in the middle of Phoenix and Yuma.
Right. So you got to drive, you know, an hour or so. But I just remember, I was with my sister, like I said, and there was just a ton of people holding hands. And then you drive to work a little more sparse and people in between. So we just jumped out there. But
I give you credit. When I'm in church, I hate the share a sign of peace thing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I try to ignore people. I'm going to try and be a jerk, but I just, that's so uncomfortable.
It is. And I think there's some anxiety before that.
Do I turn around?
Right.
Do I not turn around?
And then
will they think badly
I'm stuck up. Oh, yeah. John Minor was in front of me and he wouldn't even turn around.
Yeah. Or.
I wanted to shake his hand.
Or
and tell him I don't like his Packer picks. That's what he said about the Packers.
Or
I want to give him a piece of my mind.
Or as someone elected and you put your hand out.
Same type thing.
No, they don't shake your hand.
Oh.
That's happened.
No kidding.
At the cathedral, which is, you know, not that any church is different, but yep, the guy just, I'm not shaking your
hand. That's all I do is say,
come on.
I always only do a fist bump anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being hygienic.
But that was kind of one of the good things of COVID is that we took a recess from that. But
got a text. I remember holding hands with my classmates around the outside of my school in the mid-80s.
That would make sense, that schools would participate, and maybe they didn't do the whole connection on the highways.
But how did you get, did they raise funds then? Or how did that work? I mean, it's a nice symbolic thing, but did it raise money for Live Aid?
I don't know. I remember... The holding hands. I don't know if it didn't cost money because people were just getting out of their car and holding hands. John, I don't know if it was $25 or I don't remember paying anything. So, but yeah.
Okay.
I think though, the symbolism of that was very, very cool.
Absolutely. You know, I will say this though.
Unlike that guy that treated me in church at Winchigan.
That's
yeah.
Rude.
Right?
Right.
And that hurt.
I don't blame you.
I mean, it did.
I'm sure it did. I'm sorry, Jim. And it,
really, are you guys? But, I don't mean to laugh.
Was he in front of you or behind you?
You're a little. Yeah, he was behind me, and I turned around because I think you know that's always. I think the leader turns around, right? Because she. And, I tell you, I was scarred a little bit. Like
I don't blame you.
You know,
I'm scarred just from hearing that story. I gotta be honest with you. Hey, we got a fun show today. Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to be here. It's always great with her. And then two other very special guests.
Yeah.
Cliff Crystal, Green Bay Packer historian, will be joining us, which is awesome. Yeah. Love talking to Cliff. And then Mike Stevpak, local Green Bay resident. Everybody knows, worked for Fox Sports Football all year. Just talk about how his season went and behind the scenes with Fox Sports. So those will be three fantastic guests we got coming on here today. So appreciate it. And then very soon, I'll tell you what, I cover to cover yesterday. I read a book, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. Nick Baumgartner. Nick is from Iron River, Michigan, the same hometown as we had the gentleman the other day from Riverside Pizza.
Yep.
And he's a gold medal winner. His story is amazing. 40 years old, and he won a gold medal in snowboarding. He was competing against kids his son's age in snowboarding, and he won a gold medal.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible.
He's got to be the oldest gold medal snowboard, right?
Yeah. Well, not ever. I think there were, some other sport.
Boy, that's a young man's game, isn't it?
Like you can't, and it used to be kind of like a stoner sport.
Right.
He went through, he literally lived in his van and worked construction all summer in his van with his dog. It even talks about he lived in Nagani because the cops weren't hassling him in Nagani. And it's just so interesting. And what I've read a million sports, but I don't know if I've ever read one where somebody still had that determination to keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming back and broke his back, broke his shoulder, broke.
Really?
Oh, man, so many injuries.
Where did he train then? Did he train up in the UP?
Up in Ski Brule. He didn't have.
Ski Brule, you mean?
He didn't. He just did it on his own.
No coach?
No coach for years.
Wow.
He'd been a football player.
And he's coming on? You got him on the show?
Todd's hooking it up. But I read his book last night. I couldn't put it down. I literally read it cover to cover. It's called From Iron to Gold. From Iron River East to the gold medal.
Yeah.
Cool. Quite the story. I can't wait to get him on.
I bet he could play a round of Jeopardy, right?
Oh, I was actually thinking. Well, he's one of the answers. Say that. He's one of the questions.
Okay, so we have
tomorrow, right?
That's tomorrow at 7:30.
We have 29 questions now.
Yes, we got to raise that one if our two contestants are listening. Yeah.
No, tomorrow we're playing, what was it, Jeopardy. All right, and that's going to be our contestants again, our Steve Grenier, who is runs public works here in the city of Green Bay. Where did he grow up? Not Nagani. He grew up in
Norway.
Norway, that's right. Michigan Tech guy. And then
Laura Wiegert from the Fox Cities Chamber.
Right. Who's from Ishpeming.
And John's going to be the Alex Trebek.
Yes.
And I am going to be the judge to see if there's any.
That behind-the-scenes person when they would all of a sudden.
Well, judges very say. Important. Very important. If
and
there's
then Todd is going to be the Johnny Olson.
Right. And
Johnny Gilbert.
Yep. Who's Johnny Olson?
Johnny Olson is the old come on down guy.
Right.
Oh, let's make a deal.
Price is Right.
Price is Right. Why am I dating myself with Let's Make a Deal? Monty Hall.
Anyway,
you know the only game show I never liked? The Gong Show.
Oh,
come on. That was awesome.
It was horrible, but it was so good because it was bad.
They're so bad. Those
J.P. Morgan. You remember, right? Gene, the dancing machine?
Yeah.
Come on.
Man.
All right.
He had a niche.
Sorry. Wow.
I thought that was funny.
All right. We got a great show coming up for you today, folks. Well, I don't know if it's going to be a great show. We got great guests. That part we can guarantee.
There we go.
Jim and I will be just like average, but they'll be great. Back after this. To life, the greatest gift of all.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt, and together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens.
means at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, of course, the Civic Media app. You can text us, text Civic Media app, and let us know what's going on out there. Today's National Hot Chocolate Day. No such thing as bad hot chocolate. Correct? Can we all agree on that?
Agreed.
This is quick. Yep.
National Backward Day. I don't know what that means.
Me either. I saw that this morning. Todd, what is that?
I think it's just basically you try and do things backward. You know, they celebrate
everything.
We're good
at that.
Let's try to be good.
We do that every day.
Exactly. National Brussels Sprouts Day.
Awesome.
I like them in like an old-fashioned.
Ooh.
No. Brussels sprouts are great appetizers. You know, at the Northland, they're kind of known for that.
Aren't they the round little, like miniature little cabins?
Right.
Miniature cabbage.
Right.
Yeah.
So Brussels sprouts, and I think
I've had those fried. Can you fry those?
Yes. Absolutely.
Those are good.
And
little bacon.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. I was just going to say that. So Brussels sprouts is a, people are known for certain things. And I would say, you have to ask the Northland, but if you go to Poke the Bear, out of all their appetizers, that's got to be their number one.
Is it
or
fried?
Two. Yeah, and it's with like Todd said, it's got bacon in there, and the other place that has great, but they're more shredded Brussels sprouts is it
basically just miniature cabbage?
I think that's what people who don't know what they are.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't pickles just baby cucumbers?
Well, I think pickles are pickled.
Okay, they're pickled, but aren't they? If you let a pickle grow, would it become a cucumber? If you didn't pick it from the vine.
I think there's different varieties of cucumbers. There's pickled cucumbers, and then there's English cucumbers and all that kind of stuff.
He's talking about untreated.
Right.
Would a cucumber grow up to be a pickle?
Would a pickle grow up to be a cucumber?
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I don't okay. know.
Because... But today's backwards day, so I was kind of right.
Anybody out there know? Any farmers out there?
It seems like they would be. You could be a chef.
A chef.
Okay. Isn't it officially a pickle, though, once it's pickled?
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Okay. If you're out in the garden and you're growing cucumbers.
Yep.
And the cucumber is only like a couple weeks old.
Yep.
And it's like a couple inches long. If you pick that, is that a pickle?
I'd say no.
Once you pickle it. But I mean, is it the same vegetable?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so. No, Jim?
I aren't the like seeds different in the what's the word I'm looking for? Isn't the makeup a little bit different between a cucumber? Isn't a cucumber like I don't know what the word is. Looser than...
Well, once they mature, but when they're young like that, I think they're more something.
So it's like a calf and a cow.
Yeah, same thing. Absolutely. Thank you.
It is definitely backward, Dave. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Justin Timberlake's birthday today. He was pretty funny on Saturday Night Live with Jimmy Kimmel.
Is. Yep. He,
when they do the Bee Gees thing.
Yeah.
Hi. Minnie Driver, 54. Is she from Good Will Hunting? Was that Minnie Driver? Hey. Hey. What? You like apples? What? Do you like apples? Yeah, what? Why? I got her number. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, she is in that movie.
Okay.
When I saw Driver, I was thinking of...
Donald?
Benita. Right, is that her name?
Benita, yeah.
Yeah.
She was great.
But she wouldn't be 54.
No. Donald doesn't come around much anymore, huh? What is he on, Cousins? Or Subway?
He invested in Cousins. I don't know if he still owns that.
But that's only been the last year, hasn't it?
No, it was longer than that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But is it only in Appleton, or does he own some of Green Bay, too?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought you and him were good buds.
We are.
All right.
We are.
Okay.
We really are. I'm not kidding you. He wrote the forward to
my
book.
Gotta be honest with you. It doesn't sound like it. Jim.
I have not talked to him
about it. Is that what he'll say? Oh, yeah. We're great friends. Oh, well, Double D.
I remember.
Quickie, what's up? Good to see you, bro. Look at this. Look at, we got a letter winner in the house.
What's that? Oh, there she is.
Oh, now I love that letterman's jacket. That one's going on the Facebook page.
Right, we'll do that today.
Dr. Kristen in the house with her Golden Gopher monogram jacket. That is cool.
A letterman's jacket for being the mask, the mascot.
I think it's well-deserved.
What was it, 90? When was she there?
89, 90, 80, oh, 91. Oh, she doesn't want to say the year.
Oh, she doesn't want to say the year.
It's 2004. When she was a freshman.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Right. Very cool. Nothing cooler than letterman's jackets. Yeah. I so wish I'd kept mine. I left it like Arizona or someplace.
From
high school.
Okay.
Don't you? I mean, I'm sure you had one before you got kicked off the team. No? Oh, you don't want to talk about that? Oh, okay. All right, we'll forget about that one. Okay. Never. You just gave me that. For all the folks watching, just gave me that little sign right there.
My kids are listening.
Oh, that's right. All right. One other thing I wanted to talk about, though. The things going on out there in the world. Mm-hmm. And hopefully tomorrow we'll be talking with a gentleman, a great friend of ours, Bill Morgan.
Oh, he's great.
And as a young man, that's a great friend of both of ours. He's dealt with is it cerebral palsy?
Well, he would be at the CP telethons. I don't know exactly what he has, but sure.
And going through some issues as far as housing in the area, and it might open, I think it's going to open a lot of people's eyes of how difficult it is to find housing for certain types of, you know, people with some needs. And we want to talk to Bill about that because this is one of the greatest young men. Well, he's not even young anymore. I mean, he's been around since, I remember mid-80s, him being at the GB basketball games. I've never seen a more dedicated sports fan than this young man. And I think that's like, that's almost like his life is going to sporting events.
And
he's always by himself pretty much.
And he's always got a great
disposition. Attitude, always smiling. Just one of those guys that just breaks your heart. But we'll tell the whole story tomorrow.
And we're going to have Bill Morgan.
We're trying to get Bill Morgan out to talk about this.
But I just to set the stage for tomorrow. And I'm really interested in talking about this because we live in one of the wealthiest counties in the state, right? There's 72 counties, and we pay a tremendous amount of taxes, right? We got property taxes we have the sales tax, and of course, there's a lot of COVID money that's come in from the federal government. There's money that comes in from the state, and much of it should be dedicated to health and human services, which is what the county is. That's why the county exists, and to divert that money to other things when, if we went to a referendum, everybody would support Pat, right?
Right.
Over a new building or a new road. And so that's where we have to contact, and that's why I'm glad Bill's coming on. Now, he's a city council person, but he has a cohort in the county. And there's no reason this guy has to move to Stevens Point.
Right.
This guy should be welcomed right here in Brown County.
Yeah.
We have a pretty good jail system going here. Of course, we have the mental health center, whatever they call that now. We have a Spiro. And those things are all part of our responsibility. I mean, everybody wants the Packers and Schneider and Schreiber and the city deck. But at the end of the day, you've got to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. And Pat's one of those people. And not just he's a good guy. There's a lot of Pats out there. But we have a responsibility.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is this just a little microcosm? Because we know him.
Right.
It's a really good friend
right.
of mine.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's dealing through this. So it's really caught my attention.
Right.
Are there 100 others in that situation?
Right.
That's what I'm just trying to find out. But it broke my heart when I read the thing on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
No help? I don't believe that. We got not a lot of money. So anyway, it'll be interesting to talk to Bill. I don't know that Bill's the guy to talk to, quite honestly.
Well, I just want to know, but Pat's personal story as far as what he's going to have to
we'll
do.
We'll share that with our listeners tomorrow.
Yeah.
About a great, great community guy that is getting pushed out.
One of the most wonderful, genuine young men you'll ever meet in your entire life. And determined to always go to ball games on his own in his wheelchair and everything.
Bullfrogs fan.
Well, everything.
GB
basketball. Buys his own tickets, goes to the games. Just an amazing young guy. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
We'll work on that one.
See if there's anything we can do. Dr. Kristen is in the house. We got Cliff Crystal coming up. We got Mike Steepak coming up. We got a lot to talk about today.
This will be fun.
All right. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Saturday, February 10th is the beginning of China's Lunar New Year. And for Wisconsin ginseng growers, that's an important date. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. Jackie Fett is the Executive Director of Marketing for the Wisconsin Ginseng Board. A group of Wisconsin ginseng growers recently returned from a trade mission to China, their first since the pandemic. And Fett says that visit may be paying dividends.
Yeah, actually, there's a pretty exciting thing happening in China right now. Recently, right after we came back from China, they announced that the Chinese government announced that American ginseng will be able to be used in food products going forward. Formerly, it was only to be used in traditional Chinese medicine products. But with this new change in regulation, we'll be able to expand the promotion of our product for food use now.
Jackie Fett, she's the Executive Director of Marketing for the Wisconsin Ginseng Board. Now, keep in mind, Wisconsin is a major player when it comes to ginseng. In fact, 95% of the nation's American ginseng comes from a 50-mile radius in central Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Don't get caught off guard in 2024. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
And attention, Wisconsin dairy producers and our dairy processors. After 12 weeks of testimony and cross-examination, yesterday, the National Federal Milk Marketing Order public hearing that had been happening in Carmel, Indiana, came to a close. The goal here is to try to improve on the U.S. Department of Agriculture's federal milk marketing orders, which dictate how much money dairy producers are paid for their milk. There were some 40 different proposals submitted by stakeholders from across the dairy industry. Of those, USDA accepted 21 to be included in the hearing process. Now, they'll take a look at all of the testimony they've gathered and start coming up with their recommendations, probably available sometime later this summer. There's your food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's going to be mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, but we'll gradually see more sunshine as we make our way into the afternoon. Our high today, 43, the wind southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
For goodness sake, I got the hippie shades.
Todd is just
rocking.
This
is not Live Aid, but this is a great song.
I love it. Nice job, Todd. Mino and the Mayor back here, 97.9 FM. Beautiful day out there, 36 degrees in Appleton, 35 in Green Bay, 35 in Oshkosh. Dr. Kristen Lierley in the house.
Can I get a longer cord on my headphones so that I can get up and do the hippie shake?
Here, hang on.
Get her a longer cord.
We're good.
Our budget's not real, Ricky. We'll fundraiser. Try to get one here. First of all, you look spectacular in your Minnesota Golden Gophers Letterman's jacket.
Thank you.
Wow.
And you were the mascot, and for whatever reason, you did not receive one when you were there. And you went back last week, and they made a deal about it, right? They were honored to give that to you.
It was really cool. The reason I didn't get it was because when I first became the mascot, I was part of the marching band. The marching band actually developed the mascot.
Okay.
But then the athletic department recognized that, hey, this should really be part of athletics. And they saw the opportunity, the money-making opportunity. So then the athletic department took it over. So then I was part of the athletic department. But that wasn't their priority to, give the mascot a letter at the time. But after that, they figured out, oh, hey, we should do that. So all of the subsequent mascots got letters.
Except
but
for
I
you.
Didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you were the last one to not get a letter.
Yes. So when I went back to them and said, hey, can I have a letter? They were excited because I then pulled back some of the historical pieces and then they understood the whole origin story.
Wow.
So you did your own little research, this is why I'm deserving? Or did they... Was it difficult? I'm thinking of some listeners out there that are like, you know what? I never got a letter, and I would like to do that. What I was impressed about the university is how receptive they were when you called them. I think that's really cool. So did you?
Although, may I just say something? When they see the word doctor.
The first time John ever asks permission to say something.
When they get a letter that says doctor, they have to rethink it. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Right,
for the old alumni fund.
Right. Doctor equates to donation.
Yeah.
Let's give her this $30 letter, Jack. $30 letter. Did you have to pay for it?
They gave me the jacket.
The jacket too?
Yeah.
Wow.
We walked down
they're
to the
actually
equipment
really
room
expensive.
And they gave me the jacket.
I was gonna
they're
say,
over $100.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's expensive stuff.
We talked about mentorship and stuff. It's kind of a cool story because some guy had claimed this. Goldie Gopher does this thing called spin your head where the crowd cheers for it and then Goldie spins his head. It's like the trick. So some guy had claimed credit for developing that, and it was in the New York Times.
Oh, my gosh.
But one of my friends knew that it wasn't him. And that it was me and the band who really got it going. So we pulled together this huge group of people. We made a Facebook group and we got the reporter re-engaged. And he then went back and told the full story. And now we've got this community of people. This was a decade ago. We've got this community of people, all old marching band people, who still hang out together. We tailgate together and we call it Goldie Gate.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I'll tell you what, mascot, I've got a good friend, Mike, who's probably listening. He was a Green Bay Fighting Phoenix mascot. My other great friend, Rich Apple, he's a superintendent of schools down in Horicon right now. He was the Iowa.
Mm-hmm. We talked with him.
Yeah, we talked with him. We had him on.
Herky.
People don't understand what your people go through during the course of a ball game, especially at a football game on a hot day or something, or a really hot arena, at night like that. I mean, that's quite the exertion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a blast, though.
I would be interested in where you people end up. You're a doctor.
Uh-huh.
I went and I knew a badger, Bucky Badger, and I don't want to digress too much, but remember I went on that JCOC, we went to, Kuwait, Djibouti,
Djibouti.
Djibouti.
All just community leaders. Anyway, this guy owned his own company, but he was the mascot at Madison. I'm just wondering if mascots is a
stepping stone towards something
great.
Of course.
Well, it's not a bad thing to have on a resume.
Right?
I mean, it's really not.
I definitely keep it on my resume.
Because it shows...
You're disciplined for one.
We got this text. Dr. Lierley is way too cool for you guys.
We know that. Thank you for saying
that. That's actually Todd.
Yeah, that's Todd.
It was a Todd, but not me.
Todd's too cool for you guys, too.
We've gotten that before.
Yeah.
There's a medical school here in Green Bay. And I was working with one of the medical students. We were delivering a baby together. And as we were chatting, as it turns out, he was a Bucky. So
woman
has the story of Bucky and Goldie working together to help her deliver her baby.
That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something there with you mascots and going on to be very successful. None of you are in radio.
No.
Well, it's kind of supposed to be a secret thing. Like when you are the mascot,
you're not supposed to talk about it. That's what I've heard,
that
too.
That is true.
Yeah.
But I talk about it because I talk talk about everything. And because I love the mentorship people.
Right.
And it's all about bringing people together. So it kind of fits into the whole narrative.
That's awesome. Got to ask you, how did the thing go? I was so mad that I didn't, but with that cough I had, it's like, I don't want to be that guy sitting in the Widener during these great performances hacking.
Review was great.
You know, like, but go ahead. Tell us about the thing at the White, and the name of it again, and what
Doctors
you guys did.
Doctors in Recital.
Yeah, Doctors in Recital. It was great. Every year, it gets better and better. We almost packed the house. We were super close. Yeah, and the performances. We were sitting down in the green room, and Brian Hong, who is a surgeon in Nina, played the piano and sang Sounds of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel. We were blown away. We had to come upstairs so that when he came off stage, we were like, you just totally captivated us. And it was song after song. Some of them were fun. Some were serious. It's just unbelievable the amount of talent that our medical community has, and the choir, and the way that Lucinda Roberts from East High School pulls it together. It is just such a great
How
event.
How did your performance go, yeah. The Von Trapp family.
How the triangle work.
Yes.
He was great. I was so proud of him because he's not a music person. He's never been on stage before. Oh. We had dress rehearsal on Friday, and he shows up in like a t-shirt and jeans. And I'm like, Julian, this is dress rehearsal. He goes, Mom, what does that mean?
That is quite a view from that stage, isn't
I'll
it?
Tell you something. And we were talking about this, about how, you know, generally we're not nervous doing things because, you know, you do so many different things in public. And I had to do a thing one time for at the Widener when they had Spider-Man. And what they did is brought some local quote unquote celebrities to play one little part, to play the news broadcaster, you know, and Spider-Man is on the loose and blah, 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 you know, that type of thing. Yeah.
Cool.
I almost peed myself when I get up there and looked out at these, all these people at the Widener and all their whatever. And
a lot of lights.
It was like, whoa.
That's 2,200 seats.
That's an intimidating place, the Widener is.
It just is. And it's
all the levels.
It's all there, all the levels. Yeah. And it's like, holy mackerel, there's a lot of people out there. And it's only 2,000, but it feels bigger than that.
It's really different to them being in the radio studio. I mean, it's just the four of us hanging out here.
Yeah.
But if you go on to a basketball stage, it's different because it's kind of like theater around or something.
No problem. But the Widener is intimidating.
But they're not all watching you. They're watching the basketball players when you're doing a game.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But were you nervous? Were you guys nervous?
This is probably the eighth time that I've done it. So I wasn't, I mean, I was excited, but nervous.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the kids were a little nervous.
I think that's cool that you did that. And for all the physicians around here that get together, I just think it's phenomenal. But I was at a thing one time at Chicago Street, I think it was years ago, and in the band, and they were all doctors. One of the guys was from like Russia or Poland or someplace like that, was one of the local doctors. And you'd never know, I mean, how do I put it? They seemed like musicians.
Yeah.
They didn't, you know what I mean? I think that's cool when doctors and people like that or police officers and people can like just, you know, let down their persona of that person and just become a normal person like that. I just think that's cool. I just love that.
I think that's cool. We have a great band with some of the police officers, right? That drummer. I
mean, Solomon. That, right. Oh my gosh.
He's great. But
yes.
But that, like, surprises. It's like, wow, that's cool. Or when a group of people get together. But that doesn't shock me that you doctors are great musicians. It just...
Well, you said the word discipline one time. You got the discipline to study, which I never had. But, you know...
You guys practice, you're disciplined, and you're smart, and you're creative, and you've got left side, right side of your brain that you need to use to continue to advance. It just... I think there's a lot of doctors that have some kind of tied to music. And because you don't have any problem getting participants, performers.
No, you
just don't. I mean, there's just so much talent out there and some kind of cool instruments when they, you know, violin, cello, you know, it's just, but you guys were not that you were the nerdy kids, but you were just very disciplined kids, right? You were the smartest kid in class. And then you also played the cello or the violin.
That
was
not me though.
I don't know.
When I joined the marching band because I wanted to be the gopher, I had to play an instrument for a year, and I mostly just held my saxophone and walked around the field.
All right, well.
Because it's true. Like, you know, if you're an athlete or if you're a musician or a mathlete or on robotics, whatever it is that you're participating in, it's so important to be part of a team.
Yeah.
And to be involved in something where you have to grow little bit by little bit by little bit, and you can see how it all builds on each other.
And you got to be good.
But I'm so amazed. You watch Badgers or any Big Tens or any big-time school these days with their bands, how they do that stuff in formation and like Ohio State, right south of Ohio, and dot the I and the whole, all those guys. It's amazing. For somebody that's not a musician and has no coordination and doing, that's like magic what they perform on those football fields. It's magic, isn't it?
It's theater. It is unbelievable. Remember they were here for the LSU game?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was, like, unbelievable.
Have you seen drum corps, what they do?
Yeah.
It's totally different than marching band because they've got everything, like, on an iPad, and it's all digital, so they know where to be. They know, like, by GPS if they're in the right spot or not. We just use the hashes and the, you know, yard markers.
You know what I would love to do? I'd love to go to that thing. I think it's held in New Orleans every year where do you ever see the movie Drumline?
Yeah.
Okay, where they have all those.
I was on the Drumline.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Where they have all those Southern schools, like Southern University and Jackson State and all those schools. They are amazing. And you were talking about Donald Driver. His wife, Bettina?
Yeah.
Bettina, she was the golden girl for where he went to college.
What does that mean?
She was like the main person out there in front of that drum line.
Really?
Doing their whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's a really prestigious thing in that conference.
Yeah. The precision.
Grambling and Southern.
Yes, Grambling.
And
yep,
yes,
all
and
those
the band's
schools.
Battle.
I could go to that event and just sit there for 4 hours and just watch them perform. Yeah. They are so athletic and so creative.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I think today more than back in the day, but you practice as hard as the people that are playing on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, the hours that they put in for that drum and bugle corps and, of course, the drum lines. And, you know, they have a good, it's a good drum line, John. I know we're going to that game Thursday. UWGB has a good drum line.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
I like that one at Lambeau, too, on Sunday.
Oh, that's
kind of walks around.
Those kids
I think that's cool.
Yeah, the Tundra line.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
They
and then, you know,
that
they have those circulating, I can't remember what they're called, but a bunch of bands that walk around and do the tailgates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of them is your buddy, right?
Yeah.
Kevin?
And those drum lines, and people just gather, and when they're done, you know, people go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Drum lines are...
They really add to it.
They do. They're a thing. And anyway, yeah, that's... but most schools have them. You know, East has a pretty good drum line.
Uh-huh.
We used those
DePere
guys for a parade
one
time.
Yeah.
And those kids are good, but UWGB has a... they have a good drum line.
We used to use the Green Bay East one for the City Stadium Run for Veterans, remember?
Yes.
They used to show up at like 6 in the morning. They'd be out there.
Right.
Had a football game the night before, but man, they were out there the next morning. Great
bring
kids.
Bring some new energy to the party and great kids.
Yep. Yeah. Wonderful kids. This is great having you in here.
Thanks.
We also have to talk about healthy living.
We do.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, our yoga mats.
More fun talk about ourselves.
John, did anybody take the yoga mats out of the cellophane?
Yeah, I worked out the other night. I was here.
Oh, you did?
Todd and I did a little workout, did a little stretching.
Just put them back? And
yeah, just so they didn't get
They look brand new.
He's lying.
I know he is.
Wow.
I did some yoga
Don't
yesterday.
Blog for me, Ty.
All she has to do is see the cellophane on your yoga mat and just know that you're lying.
I want you to know that I did some yoga yesterday.
Yeah.
And at the end of yoga, you get to lay there on your mat. And just lay there and just, like, relax.
That is the best part.
And I completely fell asleep.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
That baby pose or whatever.
Well, I will say this. I would like to give it a try because I've got guys that are just hardcore guys, for lack of a better word. And they got into it and they swear by it. And they're almost, like, addicted to it.
Yeah.
My
Craig
good
said
buddy,
that last night.
Yeah, my good
he
buddy,
was like,
Todd
I miss
Kowalczyk.
It.
Yeah. He's a basketball coach. He used to be a basketball coach here. Great, great friend of mine. Head coach at Toledo. And I was reading his. It's like. He has to have yoga almost every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It's so relaxing and takes away the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Doc,
and it
what
makes
about,
your body feel so good.
What about hot yoga? Recommend that?
I don't really like hot yoga. I don't know. There's something about like sweat dripping off my nose when I'm upside down that just doesn't. It's not my jam. But some people love it.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I was just asking.
I sweat off my nose just going to get another water sometimes.
We call that bad? We call that a cold.
Yeah, you guys have been doing that for over a month now.
We got six weeks of sweating off our nose.
Actually, I had it when I was walking a bunch, which then, unfortunately, I think my cold came back. Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
I did that big thing? But I was proud of myself. I had because remember I had my visor in here?
Oh, yeah.
And it was so sweat stained. I was like proud of that. That it showed that I'd been sweating a bunch.
Gross.
You know, through my visor. Would you say gross?
I know, right? Hey, did you hear him say proud of that?
Wash it.
Well, I worked up a sweat. Wow.
I'm proud of you for working up a sweat.
Thank you.
That's a big deal.
But, you know, there always used to be an old theory. My mom or my dad or whomever would say, you know, sweat out a cold.
Mm.
But you really don't. You feel good. I always think you feel good for a while, but then it.
If you look at John and I, we have been kind of fighting.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. 6:50 in the morning, 34 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in the afternoon, 34 in Oshkosh, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and the Civic Media app. Dr. Kristen Lierley in the house here. I guess, so you guys did, or you were talking about that one guy, the doctor who did Sound of Silence really good?
Yeah, he was amazing.
That's my favorite song.
Oh.
But by Disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
I don't love that.
Do the neon lights are so... 10,000 people, maybe more.
Yeah.
That is my favorite song. Todd, it's would you good. Play that for me today?
I'm playing it right now.
Oh, thank you. Great. Love
and
that song.
Can you contrast it with the nice, gentle Simon and Garfunkel version?
The sounds. Here we go. What's this here? Starts out real nice and soft. Kind of pulse.
Are you going to sing?
I'm with maybe. The doctor.
Jim, you could be the... Garfunkel to my Simon.
That guy was a little weird.
Who?
Garfunkel?
He was here.
Really?
Was he?
Interesting.
Alone.
Kind of doesn't sound like you're singing, really.
No, I'll go with Simon and Garfunkel.
Really? Oh, I love that song. Love it.
Here we go.
Hello, darkness, my good friend.
This reminds me so much of The Graduate.
Yes.
The Graduate.
Because it's just so, softly.
They're so different. Like, this is beautiful and lilting and sad and melancholy.
First time I legitimately made out with a girl was.
Oh, jeez. That's like we're back to the snot.
It was the same girl.
Oh, that poor thing.
Went to this movie.
The Graduate? You took her to a graduate? The Graduate?
Yeah.
And then made out. Okay.
Yeah.
We went to The Godfather.
Did you really?
That horse head.
Oh, great.
Didn't everybody?
So we were having a big debate yesterday, and we have $10 riding on this.
Yeah.
Which is significant for what we make here. So it's right.
It's
not like, a big
it's not like you.
It's our 6 to 7 hour pay.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Do artificial hips wear out?
Okay, I want to clear on that.
Because
John kind of leads the witness. So one gets an artificial hip. Is it good for life?
For most people.
Thank you.
Wait.
$10.
No, I don't think so.
We're back up to $40 that you owe me.
Well, I mean, nothing is everything, you know?
Right. But don't artificial knees, artificial hips, not that it's planned obsolescence, but it does wear out eventually, 10, 12 years.
They can't, and this is not an area where I'm an expert. So,
okay, well, we love that disclosure. You're here, but I think we're going to get a second opinion.
In this room, we're talking anything medical. Oh, you're the expert.
Do you not want to talk about, you know, women's health and gynecological issues?
Yeah, no.
We're back to the $10.
Yeah.
By the way, we do that on Jane Matinera's show at 11 o'clock on Thursdays on public cervix announcement. So if any of our listeners want to talk about gynecological issues, not with Jim and John.
Yeah, no.
Tune in. Really, 11 o'clock on
Thursday.
And
it's called public cervix.
That's clever.
I don't know any about that stuff. No, I don't know nothing about birth and no baby.
John didn't even
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not. Did you?
No, get this. Because we're in here and we're talking about.
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, he asked.
What?
He didn't know.
Did you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostates. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That wasn't exactly how
a lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Well, I don't know, Jim, but you're making me very uncomfortable.
Actually, they do. Would you like to talk about it?
Oh, no.
Not at all. I don't. It's 6:54.
I really don't.
All right, well, if you'd like to talk about women's erectile dysfunction, that would be 11 o'clock on Thursday.
Yes. Yeah,
right here.
Okay. Boy, I'm busy that day.
So am I.
Son of a... That's when the GB game starts.
That's right. Honestly, we are going to the game.
Maybe you guys would like to talk about the 7 keys to longevity.
We'd love that.
Yeah.
Now that we need.
We'd love that.
Hey, I read this morning that they're, knowing you were going to come on, the United States isn't sometimes known for longevity, right? When you look at some other countries.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, however.
We pay more than any other peer country for our healthcare, and we have by far the worst outcomes. Our healthcare system is so broken, and it's not working for us.
That's because we spend 99 cents out of every dollar on reactive and very little on proactive.
That's a big part of it.
It is. And if we would shift even 2 or 3 cents of that, 2 or 3% of that. But I do want to say they went state by state of where people live the longest.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Mississippi like the worst? Did you see that, Todd?
Yeah, it's one of the worst.
It's one of the worst. Wisconsin was not up there, but. Actually, believe it or not, you would think of Florida, but a lot of stuff in New England, Maine, Vermont.
Bad
was
stuff
good?
Or good?
Good.
Well, they have
health. Oh, I believe
they
that.
Have health care. They have health insurance. I mean, look at the health system. In Massachusetts, everybody has health care.
Don't you think it's more they're big into outdoors, hiking, the water? That's what I thought. I just read the headline, I got to admit.
That's definitely part of it. So, you've got your healthcare that you think about as healthcare. Like when I go see my doctor, they do these tests, they may give me a prescription and they tell me what to do. Like that's part of it. But the other part is something we call social determinants, which is, do you have clean water to drink? Do you have environments where you can get out and walk and be active, or do you have to drive everywhere? Can you get access to healthy foods? There are a lot of people who live in food deserts where all they can do is go to a local convenience store and there's no fresh produce there. Healthy food makes you a healthy person. So all of those other things have a giant impact on your health.
And they're kind of known for education out there too.
Yeah.
And population density too. Right.
And lots of healthcare providers.
So we have to move, John.
Okay. Well, I always think I've got this figured out. I think I get it made because I was reading about if you exercise X number of minutes a day, you're 20%, you're live like 20% longer.
Did you read that too?
Yes.
No, I got that.
That was just recently, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then some other things, you live like 30% longer.
Yep.
So I've got it up like I'm almost not going to die.
So we're
I'm almost up to 100% of all these different things.
Right. Because we read it.
Exactly.
Right. We don't practice it, but we read it.
Roll out the yoga mat. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's go.
Okay, we need to talk more about that. We got to go to a break. You can stick around today, right?
Sure.
Till we got Cliff coming on in a little bit, but we want to talk more. We're going to give you another segment to talk about this. This is really important stuff. And I think, heading towards, like Jim, you were saying, I mean, we get through these next couple of weeks in the 50s. And
spring's
coming. We're almost,
We could be into spring.
The birds think it's spring already.
That's awesome. I love them.
Do they really?
Yeah. Don't you hear them outside? They're like, they're crazy.
No, but this is my summer of biking.
Let's go.
I'm in. I'm serious. This is my summer of biking.
I'm going today. You want to go?
I can't.
Right after yoga.
This is Johnny's summer.
I got my tight pants on. I can't go.
Summer of Vicodin.
Vicodin.
I'm sorry, John.
That was a few years ago. Back after this.
I got a bad case of loving you.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, it's John Mino. On Wednesday's show, Dr. Kristen Lierley is in the house. Will she get us to do some yoga? Gotta listen to find out. Mino and the Mayor, weekdays 6 to 8 on WISS and WGBW.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.